B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic. Judas, let's get it started, right? Put us in the mood. Today's playback, we're going to go way back. October 13th. It's a red October. 2008. The Phillies looking for their first World Series. The city of Philadelphia starved. Championship starved. We talk about the drought. The 100 seasons, no championship. Who would break the drought? Oh, these Phillies. They look good, right? 07, they make the playoffs. They get bounced early by the Rockies. But they come back another big year in 08, and this is it. This is going to be the run. And here it is, Phillies and Dodgers. The all-important game four, Judas. Phillies have a 2-1 lead in the series. Our good friend, Joe Buck, who's just all over this. Yesterday, I forget the days. Joe Buck and Tim McCarver on the call for game four in Los Angeles. Give us a little scene setter, Junis.
And now welcome to the broadcast booth, everybody. I am Joe Buck, Tim McCarver, Ken Rosenthal, Chris Myers are all coming up. Well, the Dodgers got exactly what they needed here last night. They got a very well-pitched game from Hiroki Kuroda. They banged out runs early. They got a 7-2 win. They're back in the series down 2-1, but there were a lot of fireworks in last night's game with the knockdowns and the benches clearing. Tim, do you think we're beyond all that as we point our way further into this NLCS?
I do. I think Major League Baseball has handled this very shrewdly. They fined 7 guys in uniform after last night's game. I do not believe that warnings are going to be a problem tonight, and I think it's going to affect Joe Blanton, the starting pitcher for the Philadelphia Phillies, because he's so wild, and Derek Lowe, on the other hand, is a great control pitcher.
Wow, I forgot. Derek Lowe for the Dodgers. He was a Red Sox, if you remember.
Yep, sinker baller.
Yes, kept the ball down low. But if that ball crept up, it would go a long way. And when he got hit, he got hit. And look, it didn't take the Phillies long to get on the board. Jimmy Rollins. Ah, the bright lights. Jimmy leads off the game with a single. And then Jason Worth follows with a single. Runners on the corners for Chase Utley. You are the man.
Lowe wants a strikeout. Utley trying to put the Phillies on top. And that's a fair ball down the right field line. In to score is Rollins. Going to third is Worth. In to second is Utley. And it's 1-0 Philadelphia. What a start.
The Philadelphia Phillies starting tonight like the Dodgers started last night. Rollins scoring the first run of the game and going to the well once too often. Another breaking ball poked between Loney and the bag at first base, and the Phillies strike first.
Wow. Phillies on the board. They weren't done yet in the top of the first, because you know who was up. The Peach! Ryan Howard.
And now Ryan Howard, who has done that in his career, 2-for-19 against this Dodger right-hander. As runners on at second and third, nobody out. And he grounds one to the right side. It's booted by DeWitt. He still gets the out, and in to score is Worth. It's 2-0. So Howard made it look easy, hit it right into the defense, but made contact, drove home the run, and that's his first RBI of this NLCS.
That was the move, right, Junis? Just get the run home, whatever it takes.
Part of the reason why I love baseball so much.
Yes.
You can just hit a little dribble to second base, but you're going to get a nice round of applause. Your teammates are going to give you high fives. You got the run in.
However, Phils led 2-0, but Joe Blanton had yet to throw a pitch. Fat Joe comes in, and while Joe was strong for the Phillies down the stretch, he wasn't in this game. James Loney up to the plate. Rafi Furcal on second. Manny on first. Blanton has an 0-2 count, but he can't get the job done.
James Loney is 9 for 26 in his career in the postseason. He's in the hole 0-2. So Blanton could reward his manager, Charlie Manuel, for putting Manny Ramirez on, striking out Martin and then taking care of Loney, who he has set up. In the air to center field, well hit over the head of Victorino. Off the wall. One run scores. It's 2-1. Pounded by James Loney.
And Loney hammered it, missing a home run about 4 feet. Furcal scores easily. And Larry Bowe, the third base coach, holding Manny Ramirez up. Had he not, he'd have been out at home plate.
How awesome is that?
Good work by Larry.
LB saving it at AB. That's great. I was not a Joe Blanton fan, were you?
No, not really. I mean, I was kind of like, I guess, excited that they made the trade for him.
Yeah.
From Oakland. But it's like, when they made that trade, I was like, okay, you know, this is a legit team. They tried to make that one last move to sort of better their rotation.
Yeah, I mean, this was, it was a good move.
I mean, we'll always remember the home run that he hit.
Right.
No one will ever forget that. And he pitched well in that game, in that World Series game.
But no, I'm not.
I didn't have the Blanton jersey.
Yeah, I didn't know, but some people love the Blanton. Now, in the bottom of the third, Phil's still up 2-1. Blanton is in another jam. Loney on first. Russell Martin on third. There's two outs. Blake DeWitt at the plate. Here's Joe getting out of the jam. But things almost went bad.
Last night and tonight, Blake DeWitt has been up in some key spots. He delivered last night in the first inning with two out. A three-run triple. He lined out with runners at second and third, two out in the first inning tonight. He could tie it with a hit. And he pops it up. Left side. Rollins can't see it. Burrell does, and he puts it away. That was a tense moment there between those two. Tough to find the baseball in the sky here tonight. Two more left. Five of the night for the Dodgers. You trail by one after three.
You remember that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, it was close.
I do not remember that moment. MLB, the MLB on Fox music is underrated, in my opinion.
I agree. I'm with you. I'm with you. I like the Fox baseball music. All right. Phil's bat's silent, man. They're struggling. A couple straggle hits. But never really a rally on low in the Dodgers. On the other hand, Blanton. Jam after jam master. And then finally, in the bottom of the fifth, Manny makes him pay.
A visit from Rich Doobie before this matchup between Blanton and Ramirez. Blanton has walked him twice, once intentionally, once unintentionally. But he's been careful, and now he's going to have to come after him.
It's first and second, and nobody out for that game.
Ramirez in his history against Joe Blanton has 14 hits and 25 at-bats. A 560 average with one home run and 8 RBIs. Another hit for Ramirez. Here comes Furcal. He runs through the stop sign to the plate. He's safe. Tie game.
Look at that. And he ran through Bo's stop sign there. Did you catch that?
The disrespect.
Come on, Furcal.
He's a hate for me, by the way, Furcal.
No, I hate him, too. I hate him
from the Braves. Yep.
Yeah. Now, again, the Dodgers weren't done. Still nobody out in the inning. Runners on second and third for Russell Martin.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Coming to the plate with a go-ahead run is Ethier. It's 3-2. RBI, Russell Martin.
All right. Still in the bottom of the fifth. All right. Phillies now trailing 3-2. Charlie Manuel decides to intentionally walk James Loney. All right, because he had hurt Blant earlier in the game. Up to bat, a lefty, that Blake DeWitt. Charlie's got to make a decision. Stick with Blant or go with that lefty specialist, Scott Ayer, who was ready in the bullpen. He stuck with Blant, and it worked.
Charlie Manuel will stick with the right-hander Blanton to take on the left-handed hitting DeWitt. He's had a couple of good swings tonight. He takes a ball. He's got Ayer in the bullpen, but not making the move. I'm a little surprised. To the right side. Utley gets the out at second, over to first for a double play.
How about that, Judas?
Joe Bland goes, oh, you're shocked, Joe Buck? Oh, he turned this double play here.
I think I was calling for Scott Ayer, too.
I think we all were.
No! Get him out! Skip! Get him out! Good morning, Skip! Finally, in the top of the sixth, the Phillies offense showed a little life. Starts with a Ryan Howard walk, followed by a barrel single. Charlie then had Victorino bunt, second and third, one out. Pedro Feliz, I love Pedro Feliz, pops out. So now it's two down, second and third. And it's Joe Torre who's got the decision to make. Does he pitch to Chooch or does he walk him to face the pitcher spot? Take a listen to what happens.
Is not productive enough to bunt runners over in that situation.
Especially since Victorino's been one of their big RBI guys.
That's right.
They took the bat out of his hands. He dropped down to bunt. Feliz, a little pop-up. And now it's second and third, two out. And Carlos Ruiz will try and rescue this inning. He's 1-for-2 tonight. This one squirts away. Martin can't find it, and this game is tied. Martin could not keep it at the plate as it squirted away. Down the line came Ryan Howard. It's a wild pitch in a 3-3 game.
Wild pitch, Chan Ho Park. So then he walks, shoots, runners first and third. The Dodgers make another pitching change. This time they bring in the left-hander, Joe Bimel. Jeff Jenkins, he's announced the pinch hit. But with the lefty, Charlie decides to go with that So Taguchi. How about what happens? So Taguchi hits a tracer.
So Joe Bimel takes over the left-hander out of the bullpen for the Dodgers. First and third, two out. And So Taguchi replaces Jeff Jenkins. So Jenkins never did come to the plate. Announces a pinch hitter. It's up to So Taguchi. And he hits it off the end of the bat. Shallow right field. This ball is caught by Ethier. What a catch to keep it tied.
I can see the catch. Remember that play?
There's a half slide, half dive.
Yes! Yes! It was a slide. A slide by Andre Ethier. I remember sitting at Dodger Stadium watching it, and you're like, oh, that was a tough one. With Taguchi pinch hitting, That meant the day was over for Joe B. Charlie had to go to the bullpen, and he decides to go with that Chad Durbin to face Casey Blake. It didn't work.
Bottom three in the order here in the inning for the Dodgers as Blake goes into deep left center field. At the wall, it's gone, and the Dodgers lead 4-3. Casey Blake hit 10 home runs for the Dodgers after they picked him up from the Indians prior to the trading deadline.
First home run since September 16th. A slider.
Wow. Casey Blake, that's a bust-out name, dude.
Yes, it is.
My God. All right, after the home run, Durbin allows a double to that Juan Pierre pencil bat, if you remember from the Marlins. Then walks Matt Kemp. So two men on, nobody out. Charlie then brings in Scott Ayer to face Rafael Furcal, who was trying to bunt the runners over to second and third. But listen to what happened.
Two on, nobody out. Good speed on, great speed at the plate. This could not be set up any better for Joe Torre. The lead runner can fly, Juan Pierre. Kemp can run. And the guy at the plate's one of the fastest in the league. Howard has only one play, and he throws it away. Pierre will score. The runners end up at second and third. Just got back ahead of the tag.
Wow, how about an E3? Now, was it me? Or did you hear a little lament in Joe Buck's voice when Howard throws the ball away?
No, I didn't hear it.
I heard it.
So you think he was rooting for the Phillies?
I do. Let's play one more time.
Has only one play, and he throws it away. Pierre will score. The runners end up at second and third.
Pierre will score.
Okay, I'll give it to you.
All right. Joe Buck, friend of the Phillies. All right. E6, Phils now trail 5-3. Bottom six, still nobody out. Ayer gets, and I'll never forget this, because Scott Ayer was not a guy you want to pitch to multiple batters. And Ayer gets Ethier to line out. They walk Manny. Then Madsen comes in. Base is loaded. This was a big part of the ball game right here. Take a listen.
Well, this would be a big strikeout for the Phillies and Ryan Madsen if they can get it. Line drive caught. Utley goes to the bag for the double play. What a play by Chase Utley to his right. What a tremendous play by Chase Utley to make the catch on the line drive up the middle. Pretty well hit by Russell Martin and then dive to the bag for the double play.
That was a huge, that double play was a big deal. No tack-on runs, and it allowed the Phillies to come back. Phils and Dodgers go scoreless in the seventh. And now we get to that famous top of the eighth inning for the 08 Phillies. Ryan Howard leads off with a single. After Burl pops up, here he is, Shane Victorino, the flying Hawaiian going yard.
So Burl is retired, 1-for-3 tonight, and Shane Victorino, who's 0-for-2 with a sacrifice punt, digs his way in. Victorino hit 14 home runs during the regular season. He has one in the postseason. Came right-handed against C.C. Sabathia, game two of the division series. That's driven down into the right field corner. This ball is gone for a game-tying two-run home run. Shane Victorino is tied it at 5.
Now remember, that was really a big hit. We remembered into the night. But the Victorino home run is what allowed them, to, I think, to win the World Series. Otherwise, it's 2-2. I think the Victorino home run is still the biggest hit in all of the 08 postseason. Because I remember they were tight. Like, it was 5-3. It was like, oh, no. And that just got them loose. What do you think of that hot take, Tunis?
I think it's strong. It's a strong take.
All right.
It's probably up there in terms of the top at-bats.
I don't think you win the series without that hit, without that home run. That lips into the bullpen.
He just gets over it.
Pedro Feliz lines out. Chooch gets a hit. And then Matt Stairs comes in. And he's going to face Jonathan Broxton. And I'll never forget this. Before the series starts, I'm talking to Charlie. And I say, dude, I go, we were just talking. He says to me, you watch, at some point, they're going to have Broxton come in, and I'm going to have Matt Stairs as the pinch hitter. And Matt Stairs can only do one thing, hit a fastball. All right? Take a listen.
Stairs rips one into the night, deep into right, way out of here. And Philadelphia gets a pinch hit, two-run shot. And the Phillies lead 7-5 in the eighth. Added to this team by Pat Gillick from the Toronto Blue Jays, and he hits the first home run off Broxton since July of 2006.
Fastball right down the pipe, and did he ever get all of it?
Chills, Judas! Into the night! Phils now lead 7-5.
How about that, by the way? July 2006.
I know.
He hadn't given up a home run in 2 years.
That's outrageous. All right, so it's the bottom of the eighth. And this is a big inning. Dodgers had their top of the order up to start the inning. On the mound for the Phils, that J.C. Romero. And he walks for Kyle. But guess what? Ether is up, dangerous, but JC, tough on right-handers. This is what happens.
Here is Ether. Chopper leads Rollins right to the bag for the easy double play. Two out, nobody on, and Manny Ramirez is coming up.
How about that? Charlie then brings in Brad Lidge for the four-out save. Lidge gives up a double to Manny, but then gets James Loney to fly out in the bottom of the ninth. He then retires Nomar, gets Casey Blake on a strikeout, and then Jeff Kent is up.
On deck is Kemp. The 2-1 pitch. Kent lines it to Feliz, and the Phillies take game four and lead it 3-1 as Brad Lidge gets a four-out save.
And there it was, the conclusion to an incredible day. Phillies-Dodgers, game four of the NLCS, October the 13th, 2008. Wow.
How about the washed up names you said in the ninth inning? Nomar, Garcia Parra, and Jeff Kent.
Yeah. Oh, I hated Jeff Kent. Oh, he was the worst. Nomar, Garcia Parra. That's amazing. Nomar. No, but how about that game was it? Because that game, they go from 2-2, anybody's series, Dodgers momentum, to 3-1. Lock Phillies. Right?
Oh, yeah. Huge game. Absolutely huge game for the Phils to win that one. Especially after getting blown out in game three. So if they lose that game, you're like, uh-oh.
That's what I'm saying, man. I think that was the big... That's why that Victorino home run was the biggest, because chances are the Dodgers take that series. They tie it, and they got the momentum.
Yeah, I mean, it's a possibility. Huge game for the Phils. And, like, all around, we always talk about the Stairs home run, but that entire game, I mean, it was a back-and-forth game. And there was a lot of big moments. The Dodgers could have blown things open a couple times.
Yeah. Yeah, it was wild, man. Did Chase Utley double play?
Yeah.
The line drive? The double play was huge,
If it's a couple more inches to his right, it's a base hit up the middle. He scored 2 runs.
And the game's over.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.